We will hear from Marcos Felipe Nazaret Gallo, who will represent the graduating class with his remarks. Marcos is graduating today with university honors in economics with minors in mathematics, Chinese, and international development. His hometown is Sao Paulo, Brazil.
It was almost 6 years ago when I walked into my first class at BYU, Calculus 1. It took me some time to find the room because back then they didn't have the app that shows all your classes on a map. I walked in, found a seat, and then Professor Halverson started leading a hymn. I looked around and everyone seemed to think it was normal. I was certainly in the wrong class, maybe religion, but no. I asked someone, it was definitely calculus. It was astonishing that I could actually learn a subject so technical with the help of God. These spiritual experiences happen over again on this campus, and how grateful I am for them. I came to BYU 1 year after I was baptized, and my experiences here were crucial to my social, intellectual, and spiritual development. I can say that this is the place where I have come to know my Redeemer. A couple months ago, I was walking by the Creamery on 9th when the words of Wendell Mace came to my mind. He wrote, "On the banks of the Mississippi River, as the saints looked at their beloved city for the last time, farewell, Nauvoo, the beautiful, the city of Joseph, the home of so much joy and happy contentment, and also of the most exquisite sorrow and anguish." I'm going to miss this place, I thought. My friends, my professors, the beautiful campus, the classes, the temple, my ward, and Grand Canyon ice cream. But what does it mean to miss something? Why do we even feel nostalgia? Nostalgia is a compound of two Greek words, one meaning homecoming and the other meaning pain. It is actually very similar to the word homesickness. But is nostalgia in fact a sickness? It turns out that in other languages, these same words do not carry a negative connotation, like the Portuguese saudades and the German Sehnsucht. It implies a deep underlying love for someone or something. It is in some ways an expression of that love, like when you say to someone, "I'm going to miss you." But the role of nostalgia goes beyond demonstrating love. Psychologists have found that those who think about nostalgic experiences feel an increase in positive emotions. So missing past occurrences isn't necessarily bad, especially if we remember that experiences make us who we are. I am who I am today because of this wonderful university. The pioneers would not be the same had they never left Nauvoo and traversed to Utah. We also have left our homes, our friends, and traveled miles to come to this institution. And we've been stationed here for the past few years, like a ship at harbor. It was Elder Costa who said in a devotional, "A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. There always comes a time when the Lord tells us to leave for the open sea. He asks us to face the winds and the waves of the future, and for us, BYU has been the place to prepare." But how can BYU help us? It is interesting that many of us come to this school during what scientists call the reminiscence bump, which is the stage of our lives during our early 20s, of which adults have the greatest recollection of events. The memories we made here will be with us for years. There are moments of joy and also of adversity, like when we had to sacrifice sleep or deal with difficult roommates. Acknowledging whom we have become partially comes from thinking back on these trials, so hopefully we will also feel nostalgia for them. Psychologists also found that nostalgia increases self-esteem, perceptions of social connectedness, and perceptions of meaning in life. Remembering the past is a natural response to situations that might make us sad. So, when the hail and the mighty storm shall beat upon our vessels, we can remember where we have built our foundation. We can think back on the wonderful lessons we learned here. We need to remember to always strengthen our spirits, to pursue a character of righteousness, to seek knowledge in every discipline throughout our lives, to learn with the guidance of the Spirit of God, and to seek to serve our fellow men. That is the gift this university has given us. Principles by which we can chart the course of our lives. When neuroscientists looked at the brains of people feeling nostalgia in an MRI machine, they noticed that nostalgia enhanced activity in the prefrontal cortex in similar ways seen in people receiving money. So the memories we'll keep from this campus are indeed gifts, possibly the greatest gift this institution could give us. And it is the time for us to cast off and face the open sea. Thus, I echo the words of Randall Mace, but likening them to me and you. Farewell, BYU, the beautiful, the home of so much joy and happy contentment, and also of the most exquisite sorrow and anguish. Farewell, BYU. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.